If you are pregnant or you've recently had a baby, this podcast is for you. I am your host, Kath Bequee, a physiotherapist working in women's health and mum of three. Inside my online program, Fitness Mama, I just love helping support women to care for their bodies during pregnancy, prepare their bodies for birth, and support their afterbirth recovery, helping them feel confident and strong inside out during this important stage of their lives. In this podcast, join me each week as we dive into all things pregnancy care, childbirth, and postnatal recovery, helping you through every step of the journey. It is absolutely possible to feel amazing and confident in our bodies during this motherhood journey, and I want that for you. Come and say hi to me on Instagram at fitnessedmama, and let's dive into today's episode. Hello and welcome to the Pregnancy, Birth and Recovery podcast. Today, it's a solo episode, having a bit of a chat to you about exercise as self-care. And this episode has actually come off the back of having, in the last week, about three random conversations with three different mothers, totally unrelated conversations, but all about the same thing. Mums talking to me about being tired. Mums who are feeling stressed about finances and dropping to one income in their pregnancy. I've been speaking to mums who are feeling sore just from the motherhood load, but also feeling frustrated that they're not having enough time to spend on themselves. So whether or not they're feeling sore from lifting heavy toddlers and babies, sore from breastfeeding for long hours, and sometimes it's soreness just as a bit of a hangover from birth and feeling weak postpartum. I hear you. If this is you, I totally hear you. I feel you. There's the two sides of the coins here. We're feeling tired. We're feeling sore. Perhaps we're feeling like it's difficult to exercise for many different reasons, whether or not that's finances or not having enough time or energy. But then on the flip side of the coin, we're feeling sore. We're feeling dissatisfied with our bodies. We're feeling dissatisfied about our recovery and how we're feeling inside and out. So I totally hear you. I totally feel you. When I was pregnant with my second baby, my first pregnancy had been a bit of a dream. And if you've been listening to this podcast for a while, you'll know that I can definitely call it debilitating pelvic girdle pain with my second bubs. So bad that I remember walking down our hallway, our passageway at home, having to hold on to the walls. I had to get 24/7 care for my bubs, whether or not that was grandparents, they were in childcare all day, for my toddler this is. It was not a good moment in my life. I felt guilty that although I wasn't working and I was pregnant, I could not care for my toddler. I felt so guilty having to put her in care, childcare, when I wasn't working, and also knowing that a second baby would be coming along soon. And I felt the guilt because I really wanted to spend this special time with her. You know, the last time I was thinking of having that one-on-one time, but I was unable to care for her. I couldn't lift her up onto the change table, couldn't help her in and out the chairs. Like, it was tricky. And I noticed there was a decline in mental health. I really it was one of the lowest I've been. And it's this real slippery slope. I was trying to get out and see. I was a physio working in a physio clinic, but I still struggled to get in a car, drive, find a car park, or walk into the physio clinic, have my treatment, do class, whatever it was, come home again. And I would often come home feeling more tired, more achy, more sore than when I went. So I gave up getting treatment. So very much a low point. And the only time it started to turn was when I started to spend 5 minutes here, 5 minutes there. 5 minutes doing easy stuff at home, 5 minutes doing gentle stretches at home, 5 minutes doing quality exercises. Sure, my toddler would join in, sometimes climb on top of me. I didn't have a moment to myself, but it was just slowly one step in the right direction. I started to slowly feel a little bit less stiff, a little less sore, and I started to feel more human. And the reason I'm sharing this is because I know a lot of you are going through pain. Like, pelvic girdle pain affects 50% of pregnant women. It's massive. Everyone's that has different types of pelvic girdle pain. It might impact you differently. It might just be achy and sore and stop you sleeping and therefore you're really tired. Like, it does affect everyone differently. Totally aware of that. Who says dealing with toilet training accidents or sickness has to be a drag? Not anymore. Introducing Spewy Bed Mats, your ultimate sidekick for hassle-free nights and super quick cleanups. Picture this. No more wrestling with soggy sheets or remaking beds at 3 a.m. Spewy bed mats swoop in to save the day, soaking up to 2 liters of liquid. Plus, with their waterproof backing, you can kiss leaks goodbye and say hello to a better night's sleep. For peace of mind and stress-free nights, order now at spewy.com.au. That's spewy.com.au and use the code FITNEST15 to receive $15 off your first order. Another example I totally remember of how, and I'm giving examples here, how exercise is self-care. Exercise is movement is medicine. And investing in our physical and mental health is crucial to having a beautiful pregnancy and motherhood experience, because it's a slippery slope. If one thing drops off, another thing drops off, then another thing drops off, and before you know it, you're in a dark place like what I was. I remember after the birth of my third baby, at the time I had a four-year-old, a two-year-old and a newborn baby. And it's another story, but I found the transition to 3 children much easier than transition to 2 children. Transition to 2, really struggled to leave the house by myself with the 2 kids for months and months. I just didn't have the confidence to get out and about. I thought my two, she was under 2. She was only 1 and a bit at the time my second was born. And I thought she'd be doing a runner and I'd have my newborn strapped to my chest and I wouldn't be able to run after her. Anyway, the reason I'm sharing this is because I distinctly remember there were times, there were days when it was difficult to leave the house. You know what it's like. If you have a shower and you wash your hair, you like feel like you're kicking goals. Anyway, I remember looking forward to my husband getting home, because I always thought, if it doesn't matter what happens in the day, as soon as my husband comes home, I'm going to pop on my runners and I'm literally going to go for a 5-minute walk around the block. And I would literally I would see his car come into the driveway. I would go to the door. I would hand him the baby and I would get out of there. And it was sometimes 5 minutes, it was all I had time for. Sometimes I felt like I needed to do a feed. I needed to get, you know, a baby down to sleep. Sometimes 5 minutes was all I had the physical capacity for because I felt so tired. But I'd know with 100% certainty that every time I walked back in the door after walking around the block after just 5 minutes, I felt more human. I felt more myself. I felt like a better mum and I felt like a happier mum. So the reason I'm sharing this is that I know exercise for women and for mums, often we feel it's on the to-do list and it's something we need to tick off the to-do list. And exercise doesn't have to be hard. It doesn't have to be a big chunk of time. We can make movement, like we can create movement to fit into our lifestyle. And by creating consistency, even if it's only 5 minutes a day initially, you're setting the foundations. We're investing in ourselves mentally. We are investing in our self-care. We are saying to ourselves, I matter. So this isn't about losing the baby weight, having, you know, once you've had your baby, losing weight. This isn't about fitting into whatever pair of jeans you used to wear. This is about how we are feeling emotionally. This is about our mental health and our physical health. It goes so much deeper and it's so important. So I would love to ask you, what have you done today to invest in yourself? If you can't answer that question, ask in the last week, what have I done this week to invest in myself? Be really honest with yourself. And if you're still having trouble answering that question, that's okay. Let's move forwards and think, okay, what can we do to invest in ourselves? Is it a 5-minute walk around the block when a family member comes around, or asking a friend to come around, or so that you can go for a 5-minute walk around the block? Or is it going for a walk with your friend at the park instead of going to their house? I don't know, like brainstorming, what is easy? What would be easy for you to invest in yourself? Is it that you need access to an online program such as Fitness Mama? Giving it a total plug here. But this is exactly why I created my program, because I was in this stage where I found it expensive to go to the gym and go to Pilates. I found it time consuming to fit in an hour class. And so to do 5 minutes here, 10 minutes there with my kids around me, it wasn't an extra job to do, because it was almost like I did my 5-10 minute workout as playtime with my kids, because I would involve my kids. I was never one to wait until my baby was asleep, because when my baby's asleep, that's me time. But when my baby was awake, that's when I would do the exercise. So if you can't really think about what you've done recently to invest in yourself, or you think you could be investing yourself, you could up it and increase how much you're investing in yourself, consider whether an online program might be beneficial for you at this stage of your life. And if you're just interested to try it out, there's a 7-day free trial as well. So nothing to lose, everything to gain. So there you have it, ladies. Exercises, self-care. Let's invest in our physical health. Let's invest in our mental health. We matter. I matter. You matter. As mums, we matter. And we owe it to ourselves and we owe it to our family. That's it, ladies. You know where to join me. If you want to come and join our 7-day free trial, head to fitnessmama.com and the link is in the show notes. There's also a 30-day guarantee. If you can prove you've done 10 workouts in the month and you're not satisfied, I will give you your money back, no questions asked. That's just how much we know that you're going to love it, but you've got nothing to lose even if you don't love it. And you've got nothing to lose but everything to gain. So get on board. Let's invest in ourselves. That's it, ladies. Have a fabulous day, and I look forward to you joining me next week for another episode of the Pregnancy, Birth and Recovery Podcast.
Thanks for listening to the Fitness Mama podcast, brought to you by the Fitness Mama freebies found at www.fitnessmama.com/free. So please take a few seconds to leave a review, subscribe so you don't miss an episode, and be sure to take a screenshot of this podcast, upload it to your social media, and tag me at Fitness Mama so I can give you a shout out too. Until next time, remember, an active pregnancy, confident childbirth, and strong postnatal recovery is something that you deserve. Remember our disclaimer: materials and contents in this podcast are intended as general information only and shouldn't substitute any medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. I'll see you soon.